It's February 18th, 2010. This is episode 22 of Signifying Nothing. Opening up episode 22, we had Discharge doing Protest and Survive off of Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. Then we had Black Flag doing Thirsty and Miserable. That's from the Program Annihilator compilation, the first one. I don't think that's a different version from the one on Damaged, as far as I can tell. But nevertheless, it's a pretty cool compilation. Also on there are a bunch of St. Vitus tracks, SWA, there's more Black Flag songs, and a few other bands. Overkill, but more of the speed metal era Overkill, not the undeniably raging and very underrated Hell's Getting Hotter era Overkill. So next up, we're gonna have Australia's Piss Christ doing a song off of their split with Framteed from last year. A nice surprise, coming from Piss Christ, who I'd never really been that into before. This song is called Plastic Security. That was one of my favorite songs ever. The band was The Avengers. The song was called The American in Me. And before that, we had Piss Christ from Australia doing a song called Plastic Security, which is on their split with Japan's Framteed. Is it Framteed or Framteed? I've never really asked about that. If you've been paying attention to hardcore the past 10 years or so, you know that they're one of the best bands going today. I haven't really been that impressed with Piss Christ before. Their LP from a few years ago, I didn't really like that much, and I believe they had an EP after that that I don't even think I've heard, but I've heard tracks from it on a couple of podcasts. Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. Hopefully we'll be putting out an episode each week or so. We're going to try to do some reviews coming up. I'd like to get through the backlog of the last couple of years. When we originally stopped doing this back in late 06, I got into graduate school and just kind of disappeared for a couple of years. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit, what happened during then. Some good, a lot of bad. And what happened was, is I started writing a bunch of reviews as time went on. Over the next 6 months to a year or so into that summer of 07, I was still writing reviews, but I wasn't really posting anything. And then I just kind of said, screw it. I've been posting on Signifying Nothing once in a while. Every couple months, there's a post up, usually a show review or some other thing that, something has prompted me to post. But you can check that out at sn.wpwen.com. So next up, we have Face Value doing a track called Someday, which is on the Only the Strong comp on Victory Records. And I know, Victory Records, not cool. I know, I agree. But check it out. You got some good bands on that compilation. You got Face Value, you got Confront, you got Mean Streak, who are related to Confront. I think mostly the same members, right? I think. And then you have a version of Darkness by Integrity. So it's a pretty cool comp. Face Value has a new discography out, and they're going to be playing a reunion show with Ringworm in Cleveland coming up. So check that out. This song is called Someday.
Respect. Guys from other crews got away with a warning. Everybody else, watch out.
Was my favorite Straight Edge song ever. That was No Exceptions by Floor Punch, and before that we had Face Value doing Someday. I was just looking at the flyer For the Face Value reunion show, and it looks like Ringworm is going to be playing, and they're going to be playing the entirety of the Promise album. Please come and do that in New Jersey. Please, please. Floor Punch just recently played a bunch of reunion shows. They're actually in Europe right now. I just saw Porter was tweeting this morning. I believe they're in England. He was posting about some stuff. And they played in Edison a couple weekends ago. Actually, I guess it's about a month ago now. It was right as the semester was beginning. So, yeah, it was like a month ago. And a great time was had by all. I got a little lost on getting there. I'd forgotten that before you actually get onto 87, you have to kind of get into the most left lane before you merge onto 287. And I ended up on, I don't even know what road, but a couple of quick U-turns and some quick thinking, and I was able to jump back onto 287, get off in Edison, and the church that the place was at, the show was at, was pretty much right down the road, and it was a nice place. I hope there's more shows there. Floor Punch were great. It was a good time had by all. I got to hang out with a lot of friends, some of which, I mean, one of my friends literally looked at me and he's like, hey, it's been a while. And he kind of looked at me and he's like 8 or 9 years, I think. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, it happens. This is what happens when you only go to like 3 shows a year. You kind of miss people for a bunch of years. So that was a good time. One of the bands that got covered at that show was the band Brotherhood. I was recently emailing back and forth with their vocalist, Ron. He had sent me some stuff for the flyer site that I do, if you've never heard about that. I also do a flyer archive now called HardcoreShowFlyers.com. You should check that out. We post a couple of flyers every day from anything from, say, 1977-ish till next week. We have a flyer already up for next week. And he sent me some stuff, and we were emailing back and forth, and I was like, dude, Brotherhood ruled, you know, one of my favorite bands, absolutely, and he thought that was pretty cool. And the band that we're gonna play after them, so, you know, spoiler alert, covered Brotherhood. They covered this song, and this song is called The Deal.
Pay a price.
That was Mind Eraser doing the song Road Off, which is on their Glacial Rain album. I got to the venue just as they were starting, and they opened with a Brotherhood cover, which the singer of Step Forward, I believe, sang. And Mind Eraser were absolutely amazing. They are an incredible live band. Some good friends of mine, Justin and Chris Corey and some other people. And they seem to be getting better and better with each album, from their early demos to their most recent material, their 7-inch on Youngblood, and the Consciousness Unconsciousness record that they did. They played one of those songs, which was pretty cool, a real long song. Before that, we had Brotherhood doing The Deal. Like I said, I was just in touch with their singer, pretty cool. I've talked to him a couple times over the years. And that is on their album on Crucial Response Records. So next up, we're going to play a song by the band Blast. They have been featured over on the Double Cross webzine a bunch recently. Tim and Gordo interviewed their singer, so they've been breaking it up into a bunch of different installments. One of the things I really like about Double Cross is that they break up their real long interviews into 3 or 4 segments, so you get them over a couple of weeks. They've had some really good stuff up there. The stuff with Clifford, the stuff with Wildcard, Matt Henderson, that's been a really cool interview. Every time I've talked to him, he's been a really nice guy, and it really shows in the interview. And so we're going to play a song off It's In My Blood. This song's called Look Into Myself.
Take good control.
Minutemen doing a song called Shit from an Old Notebook, which is on Double Nickels on the Dime. They were recently featured over on Joe Carducci's new project, The New Vulgate. Check that out if you haven't yet. And before that, we had Blast doing Look Into Myself. I think that's going to be pretty much it for Signifying Nothing for episode 22. We're going to end things off this week with the Shitlickers doing the song Armed Revolution. There was recently a feature on them over on Stuart Schrader's site Shitfy. Check that out, too, if you haven't. We'll have some links to that in the show notes. And then if there's time permitting, we'll play a couple more songs. That's the fun of editing this later. If there's a little more space, I can always plug in another song. Yay. We're going to try to do this for about 30 minutes each week or so. I think that that's going to be the best way to do this. So remember, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. Send me an email from there. Post a comment. Feel free to spread the word as you will. And see you next week. Hello, 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 hello. This is me checking the mic. It's like John Hiltz is doing sound, except at home. Hi, John Hiltz, if you're out there. Haven't seen him in a while, I guess. All right, opening up episode 22, we had Discharge doing Protest and Survive off of Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. Then we had Black Flag doing Thirsty and Miserable. That's from the Program Annihilator compilation, the first one. I don't think that's a different version from the one on Damaged, as far as I can tell. It's just, you know, pretty cool to have another, That was one of my favorite songs. That was the American in...